10 years ago, the Gainesville community changed forever when Danny Rowling murdered 5 college students at the beginning of the school year. The murders caused panic and fear in this university town, sending thousands of students packing for home. People rushed to local gun shops and hardware stores to purchase guns and locks. They walked in groups rather than alone and looked at every stranger with suspicion. Former Gainesville Police Chief Waylon Clifton recalls how after seeing the first murder scene that August of 1990, he turned to U.S. Senator Bob Graham from Florida for help on recruiting additional law enforcement help. Hundreds of law enforcement officers poured into Gainesville to give added security and help with the investigation.
Well, we just had the creme de la creme of the law enforcement community. We had J.O. Jackson that had been the principal investigator in the Ted Bundy case, which led to his capture, arrest, and execution finally. We had the criminalist that had discovered the patterns with the Son of Sam murders in New York. John Douglas and his staff, about 150 FDLE agents. We really did have the complete resources of the state and federal government turn out for that. And I guess $4 or $5 million were expended in the investigation. But we needed to do that. That crime had to be solved for the sake of universities and university cities every place in the world. You just can't let that happen.
During that time, Clifton says fear was so intense in the community, he even tried to protect his own family by putting them up in a hotel during the initial investigation. Today, looking back, he says he feels some guilt about the murder happening in his town when he was the chief of police.
Well, I mean, I was the police chief. It did happen in my jurisdiction. My son had just left the University of Florida, just graduated from the University of Florida, going on for his graduate degree, and I couldn't help but put myself in the place of the parents that sent their children here, if you can call 18, 19, 20-year-olds children. I still do, certainly in my age. But I felt like they sent them here with the idea that they would be protected. And here we had somebody coming into the city and murder 5 of them in about a 3-day period. And so as kind of the person on the watch, I did feel guilty.
Ironically, Clifton's public information officer at the time, Captain Sadie Darnell, who has become a key victims advocate for the families of the murder victims, gives Clifton credit for being a strong leader when she says the community was gripped in fear and needed a strong, unified voice from law enforcement.
And I remember when Chief Waylon Clifton, who was chief at the police department at the time, made that statement that made headlines, you know, we are going to catch this killer. My stomach dropped, literally, because I thought, oh my gosh, that's added pressure on us to do something. But looking back, that was a key, important, wise leadership decision to do, because it told the community, yes, we in law enforcement are going to be able to deal with this. It told us in law enforcement, yeah, we're going to catch this person.
10 years later, Sadie Darnell has become the spokesperson for the families of the 5 murder victims. Many of them call her the hub of the circle who sends out the spokes to keep them all connected. As the anniversary approached, family members worked with Darnell to plan a ceremony to not only honor the 5 murdered college students, but to celebrate a community coming together over the tragedy. Sadie Darnell.
The murders of these people, along with many other folks in the Gainesville-Alachua County area, is a part of our history. There's no shame in murder in a community. There is a great deal of pride in the way that a community responds to that sort of tragedy. And I think that's what our focus is. This is a recognition of the 10th anniversary, and also in concert with that, an honoring of the community and so many people, hundreds of people, who over the years have provided a form of support and service to the survivors of these victims and then many other victims of violence.
The stepmother of Krista Hoyt, one of the 5 victims, says the planned anniversary event to remember the slain students is truly a celebration of their lives and the community's support.
It is a celebration in the fact that our children are still remembered and that we can tell what wonderful people they were. And we can remember all the wonderful things that went on in our lives with them. And I think that's what we have to dwell on.
Choosing a location for the celebration was easy, says Hoyt. Family members decided to come together above the 34th Street Wall in Gainesville. That's the wall where for 10 years the community has maintained a painted memorial to the five students. The memorial was painted by two Gainesville residents, Adam Tritt and Paul Chase, early one morning in September of 1990. They remained anonymous for years. But Diana Hoyt says the simple gesture of five names with hearts saying, "Remember," began the healing process for the Gainesville community.
And I think the wall means a whole lot more than just our children's name on it. I think that's a way where people go by and they remember them, but they also, there's many more things to remember. And I kind of think of it as a healing wall or a wailing wall where other survivors can go and think, well, here are five students here that are being remembered, and people are remembering victims' rights, and that justice does need to be done. And I think that gives them some hope and inspiration also anyway. I hope it does.
Hoyt's thoughts are bittersweet. Her husband, Krista's father, isn't able to drive by the 34th Street wall. Stress from the trial has left him medically disabled. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.